dumbass.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Remember, Special Forces Battalion, 32nd Support Group.
Curtis, put your weapon down!
I can't do that, Jack.
By order of the President of the United States, put down your weapon!
Stay out of this, Jack!
I can't. I gave him my word that we would protect him.
I didn't.
Curtis, please, don't do this.
I can't let this animal live.
Oh, no!
Oh. Here comes Jack Bauer.
Oh, no.
Keeper Sullivan.
They know how to use their faces properly. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know what? I think that everybody is going to vomit due to boredom.
People who are on meth shouldn't make meth. It's always a second batch of clothes.
You boys make me sick.
What time it is?
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Actually, what we're going to do here is just pad for a second while we wait for Jane Atkinson to come off the set.
That last scene you played from 24 was the fabulous Kiefer Sutherland along with Merrill Howard Kalin when he shoots the security officer. It was a very, very poignant scene.
Hi, how are you? What's
up?
Where's more 24 stuff? Cut number 25.
Look who's here. Oh, no, I'll give you a hint.
Cut number 19. Excuse me. I'm all over the place here.
Okay.
You heard that one. How about this one?
Mario.
I'm just Chloe O'Brien. I need to do something on this computer.
Do you know what's... No,
doesn't work there. He's always interrupting at CTU.
It's just got to be Jack Bauer.
You're going to tell me what I want to know, or you're going to start losing your fingers one by one.
Well, everybody,
this is your last chance.
Oh no.
You have one of two choices. You can either give me the information that I want, and I'll go pick up Gudanko. I can kill you. And I'll make sure Gudanko finds out.
This show is almost over.
Either way, he stops what he's doing in this country now. The choice is yours. How do I fight Gudanko?
Oh, no.
That's, of course, Merrill Howard Kalin is the Russian ambassador.
It's like having Edgar back on the
show. It was just tremendous, a tremendous performance.
It almost is. So she's calling any second, right?
Yes, right. Jane Atkinson is on set, filming, as we understand.
While we have uno momento, and listen, here's what's going on this weekend. Awful time to be even slightly ill.
Yes.
And I am...
You'd be ill.
Slightly. I'm slightly ill. Uh-huh. This is the weekend that I'm going to Pittsburgh to meet my girlfriend's entire family. It's her dad's 80th birthday.
Right.
Meet the parents.
And
that's a wonderful milestone.
And it's a chance to meet every single person, I guess, that has a DNA sample that is close to my girlfriend's.
Right. Are you going to have one of those family barbecues like they have on the Food Network?
Mike, I've already told you that her father does magic tricks.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So, now, are they planning anything out of doors? Because it's going to be a rather nasty weekend here on the East Coast.
I'm really not sure. I've tried to get a timeline on this thing. Mm-hmm. It starts at 3 o'clock, and I said, how long does it go? You know, how long is the party?
Right.
And she has said to me, like, oh, I don't know, 11, midnight. And,
wow.
You know, I'm looking at my watch going, you know, that's like 7, 8, 9 hours.
You know, in certain circles, Don, I'm considered somewhat of a practical joker, and I have a suggestion for you if you don't mind.
Yes.
I was thinking that it might be a real fun idea. Obviously, you don't have his hair, but perhaps putting together an ensemble a la the Big Lebowski. and showing up at the first family gathering with a white Russian and a bathrobe and a T-shirt and just having that kind of attitude. I think that would be big fun.
And wouldn't it be great to have that the milk mustache that Jeff Daniels has in that movie as well?
And really just think of the fun. You're a little under the weather. Maybe you just sip on a white Russian all the way up there. You'll be really ready for the party.
And I got to tell you, this morning I really thought that I'd been hit by the lucky stick.
How so?
Because I've been sick all week and not been making a big deal about it because we're back from vacation and because I knew I had this thing to do with my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Last night, she said to me, I don't know what it is that you got, but boy, I've got it too.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. She said, and she has many of the same symptoms as me, got in her throat a little bit.
So yours winding down, hers winding up. Mm-hmm.
Hers is just beginning. And then she said, maybe we shouldn't go to Pittsburgh if we're not feeling good.
A long trip like that is terrible if you're feeling poorly.
Right. And, you know, there could be bad weather.
I know you're trying to help me, but you're almost being too Eddie Haskell-like. You know what I mean?
Yeah. A little too slippery?
Gee, Mrs. Cleaver.
A little too, yeah. That's really going to be nasty unless you have enough soup.
So what I did was, I didn't say anything to her. I said, no, and it's really the way I feel. I mean, I've committed to do this.
Yes, you have.
I said, no, we're going to go. The whole time thinking, you know, crossing my fingers almost going, now I know if I'm sick, I've still got to go, but if she's sick,
maybe
you're telling me there's a chance. Mm-hmm. So before I left for work today, we were both saying to each other, how you feeling? Not too great, not too great. Feel achy. I was just on the phone with her a moment ago.
Right.
She mentioned that she had to go get some wonton soup because her voice was hurting so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying, She said, how you feeling? I said, about the same. She said, okay, well, good, because don't forget, we got to be on the road by 7 a.m. tomorrow.
So do you think there's a chance that upon awakening tomorrow, the status of the trip might change?
Not unless she wakes up and she's like Nicole Simpson and her head's falling off.
She's pretty even in her illness, she's still very excited about having you meet the family.
Oh, I believe.
Is she nervous at all? I mean, it's not. It's kind of nervous for her too, isn't it?
I don't think she's nervous. I think that she's going to enjoy bringing me up there. What are you doing?
Forgive my distraction. Buzz keeps the news station W Channel 11 out of Baltimore.
Yeah,
and one of our old interns is on there. Do you remember
really?
Lowell Meltzer?
Who?
Lowell Meltzer? You called when he was. It was him and left off.
He's gone now. I didn't recognize him.
You called him and another guy, and you called them the Menendez boys. They were about maybe 7 years ago. I was distracted.
Weren't they major enemies of ours after they left?
Yeah.
Didn't that end real ugly?
It ended badly, but I think it's
didn't they get in a fist fight with somebody at the station?
I thought they hated us.
I don't think they did. I think
you hated
them and got rid of them.
Well, something was wrong with those guys.
Well, anyway, one of them was on Channel 11 now.
I don't mean
and
something
you
was wrong.
Stop me right midstream in my whole vacation going away for the weekend
meeting
thing.
I was distracted. I'm sorry. I saw someone I knew on television. It was the magic box.
Let me turn this off.
That's maybe now I know why you never have one over on this side, because it does distract you. The magic box always distracts.
Oh, absolutely it does.
Yeah, and we're guys. That's why we
and
have
Buzz,
to
Buzz, you should keep it on to monitor the news.
All right, I'll turn it away.
And I
Rob,
beg your pardon.
You should not be like Homer Simpson every time he sees a bee.
I beg your pardon.
Or a butterfly.
Nope. Now, I did have a question, though. If you're going to have to spend 8 hours with this family, are they a drinking family or are they a dry family?
Well, I've also been told that while they do enjoy beer and wine,
yes,
I will be bringing my own hard liquor.
A flask.
Really?
Yeah.
But they don't enjoy like the hard hooch at all?
Well, I think at the place of wherever this is going to be held, I think that it's
the VFW hall.
beer and wine.
Don't laugh. Don't laugh.
This is a big deal, huh? This is a
major deal.
80th birthday party, sure.
VFW hall.
Only happens once.
Keg beer.
Who hasn't been to a VFW to have some kind of shindig? I've been to a couple of them.
My wedding reception was at a Knights of Columbus.
That's right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It may be at her dad's house. I'm not really sure. All I know is that, like all, I don't want to talk to her on the radio.
isn't her throat sore?
Hey. I don't want to talk to. No, I see it on the caller ID.
Hey,
yes.
Maybe if you put her on the air, things will work out for you. If you get my drift, let
no,
me handle
they won't.
It.
No. I don't need any help with this, guys.
I'm Mrs. Cleaver.
What?
It's on
on hold. Oh, is that Karen Hayes?
No, it's my girlfriend. That's why when the light went off, I said, Rob said, who is it? I said, look at the caller ID.
Yeah.
I don't have caller ID.
Karen Hayes from 24 is supposed to be on the show, but she's I like saying that she's on set.
I don't want to get into a fight with my girlfriend.
I don't think you will.
You think she's upset?
I've committed to go to this thing, and I'm only mentioning it now because we are going.
Right.
We are going.
No question.
And okay. I had been hoping that perhaps
something
she'd get sicker than
me. Well, you know she's hearing that right now, so what are you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie. God, you sound awful.
You know, they love me so much that I could just call and say we're sick, and we would get a pass, and then you could put it off for another weekend.
Only 1 week? we only put it off for 1 weekend.
Well, yeah. Depending on what time zone you're in, you can stretch it out a little longer.
What? No, sweetie.
I said yesterday and I've said all along, you don't have to go. If you don't want to go, you don't have to go.
No, it's not a question.
I'm not going to put you through anything. Oh. I don't want to do anything to make you feel uncomfortable.
Oh,
my
the
mission
joys
is just
of a new relationship.
What do I do? My goal every day is just to put a smile on your face and make you happy.
The longest honeymoon in the history of mankind.
I keep waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Sincere.
It is not that I do not want to go.
You don't want to go. I know.
But he's committed.
But can I ask a question, Janet? Is your family fun?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Janet has told me that we might be playing Yahtzee.
Ooh, wow.
Well, yeah, only because
that's fun.
My brother from the Poconos is almost there, so that could be that he's the Yahtzee factor. If not Yahtzee, then pool.
Yahtzee and pool.
Pool's
all
and,
right.
And we are bringing our own hard liquor.
Yes, we are, because they will have beer and wine. And I already set it up that we're bringing our own
gotcha.
Liquor. And if we can actually here see what I'm thinking is normally we bring, like, the big gallon size. Like almost like the stuff like the the West people in West Virginia make. What is that?
Moonshine. Sounds like you're feeling better.
Moonshine. It's like the big barrel type. But I said I'm suggesting that
now?
We bring a small bottle so that when we run out, that's your path to go get some freedom.
See what she did for you?
Huh?
Yeah, I know. Listen,
what?
Honey, we'll make it through. I was just working on that. Thought, you know, a boy can dream.
That's right.
That you mentioned out of the blue, hey, you're not feeling good. Maybe we won't go. I didn't say anything because, hell, I committed to go. We're going.
He's committed.
We're going. It's just I thought, you know, there was a shimmer of hope that maybe you get very sick.
There's hope.
And that we wouldn't go.
Because he loves you.
That's right, because I love you.
Well, yeah,
I was hoping you'd get very sick.
You and you're the one that made me sick. So I don't feel 100%.
Ah, well, then maybe we should think about rescheduling.
That's how I started out this call.
Well, okay, but we're right back where we started.
But see, here's... Yeah. Okay, now, this is the dance.
No, it's
is
not.
Is this real life?
All the other women that you've been involved with...
Well, honey, there's only been one. There's only been one. I know she casts a huge shadow, but you must understand that this is the way I was trained.
No, this is nothing against Frida or anyone. I'm talking about before Frida and all the other women that you were involved in that you did the dance with. You don't have to dance with me. I'm totally honest with you.
She's the only one I ever did the dance with.
It sounds to me like, here's the deal. She said two things. She said if you're both kind of feeling rotten, you get a free pass by rescheduling. So the fact is,
you're going.
It's going to be a horrible weekend weather-wise. It's going to be crappy. So the question is, and if you're going to have to, you're going to have to do this at some point.
Right.
I would really, I mean, I know I've said this to you in private, Jan. I've met your mom, and she's very nice, and I met your nephew. I am a little apprehensive and a little scared about meeting a group of 20 or 30 people all.
Oh, it's not serious. It's not going to be that many. I mean, it.
How many? Over 10?
Immediate family?
Just, honey.
The ones that are important.
No, how many people are going to be at this do?
Okay, do you count my brother from the Poconos?
Give me a number.
Okay, well, that's five right there.
So there's only going to be five people at this party?
No. I said that's five plus Danny and my mom and you
why,
and me.
Janet, why are you having trouble giving us a number here?
What she's giving me is the number of the people who I already have met.
If you're stressing out, plus you've got your big, warm, fuzzy security blanket coming in, the ones that you do know and you
I think they're
going to
be 600 people at this thing.
She will not tell me the truth. All she will tell me is that her brother, who I have met and I've gone out to dinner with and is a very nice guy,
you like him.
She's saying to me, he'll be there.
Yeah.
Is this the one with the shrunken head?
Right.
Yes, but he left the head at home. No, it's not his head.
I'm just a little uptight about meeting the entire family at once.
Yeah, but I went through it, and I there will be less people there, immediate family, than what I went through last summer.
Honey. Yeah. This is why you're sending me conflicting messages, because... What? You're putting on the hard sell by saying you did it, meaning that you met my family all at once.
Yeah.
Well, you're a better person than me.
When
have I never said that to you? I told you I like meeting people. It's just when I'm thrown in front of them all at once, like, oh, here's our daughter Janet, who incidentally finally snagged herself a man, and here he is. Let's toss him to the wolves.
See, now this is the thing I told you, but this is actually the perfect opportunity because the focus is not going to be on you. It's going to be on my dad.
Right. That's true.
Yeah,
If we wait for a different weekend, then the focus would be on you because everyone's coming out to meet you. But, you're just going to be one of a group of people.
You know what? Never mind. I'm getting a headache. The thing is, seriously.
What?
Seriously, we have to go to this. We should get past this point in our relationship. That's why I didn't want to have this discussion on the radio, because you're saying one thing, but it's not what you really mean. When you said last night, you weren't feeling good, and maybe we shouldn't go. You said that knowing that I would not say, okay, call up and cancel.
No, I didn't. I'm telling you, if you haven't figured out by now that there's no hidden agendas with me, then I feel bad.
Okay, well, then Jan, seriously, no BS. You know this all week. Have I felt like crap? Have I been sick
since the night before we came back.
Okay, every day I'm sick. I don't feel like going up there and glad-handing everybody in your family. What? I don't feel great.
Well, then you don't go.
Well, all right, but will you still be my girlfriend?
I'd be more than your girlfriend.
Nice? That sounds to me like you just solved the problem.
Okay, good. So when are you leaving?
I can leave whenever you want me to.
I
can go up tonight. I can go up
tomorrow.
No,
I'm kidding, sweetie. I'm kidding.
No,
I'm
seriously?
Kidding.
Because, I mean, I'm getting ready
I'm kidding.
To get the boys off.
What?
So if you're staying home, then I won't drop the boys off.
The dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you don't feel good, why don't you stay at home, too?
Because
then I won't be lonely this weekend.
Well, you have the boys and the little girl keep you company.
She's talking about the dogs and
the
cat.
Right.
The dogs and the cat.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just stay at home as well?
I can't do that.
I thought you're sick.
Yeah, but I'll tough it up. I'm not as sick as you.
Mike's saying to me that, like, that's where I should say, okay, sweetie. Is that what you're giving me the sign?
Like, damn right I am.
I should just now.
She is straight ahead. She's not.
I should just cash in now.
She is demonstrated right now that it is perfectly all right. She's obviously going to go up there because, you know, it's her dad.
It's her dad. 80th birthday.
It's her 80th birthday. She's got more of an obligation
she's
than you.
She's
got
to go.
But I'm such a dick. I'm such a public dick.
No, you're not.
Sure I am. Look at me.
Not if you're not well.
Why don't you do this?
I'm well enough to be here.
No, I'm not going to do this. I almost blew it.
What did you almost say?
I'm not saying nothing.
No, just what?
I'm not going to interject myself into your personal life weekend. I'm not.
That's okay.
No, this would be bad.
Yeah. Trust him.
Write it down.
Well, it's not that big a deal. I mean, now it's becoming more than it really should have been.
Anyway.
I mean, and sweetie, they don't know what you look like. So if you wanted to, you could get someone to stand in for you.
Well, that'll work.
That's what I'll do. Hey, Rob.
Okay, there you go. What could possibly go wrong?
Mike just wrote something down that really made me laugh.
You know that dye that you get, like, what is that thing called? Just for men.
I use
like dye his hair and
I use Just for Men on my beard, Jan.
Yeah, and then use like an eyebrow pencil and pencil in a little facial hair on his face.
What I was going to say is that
they'd never know
if she's going to leave tomorrow. Yeah. Then you know you would, you know, there's the outside chance that you would, you know, you would see how you felt when you woke up.
I can tell you there's a 100% chance that I will feel worse tomorrow.
Very good. Okay, that's done then.
How unfortunate.
It's done.
I can already tell you.
It's coming on.
But that's okay with you, right, Janet?
What? That he feels worse tomorrow?
No, that he doesn't make the trip this weekend because he's under the weather, which he is.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're not going anywhere. I'm not planning on going anywhere.
So when I come home tonight, it's not, you know, be like throwing pans at me and being mad at me.
Plates.
I'm going to have your bed made for you so you can crawl in and put your jammies on, and I'll make whatever comfort food you want to try to get you to, you know, make you feel better.
Okay. That's the way she is.
Wow. Yes.
Okay, good.
There it is.
Super. Can you move the Xbox upstairs, please?
I'll get on that right
away. I'm kidding. Don't touch the Xbox. I'm kidding.
So you can just, I'll get all those extra pillows. You can just prop yourself up in bed and play your air guitar.
That was a test question.
Actually, that other alternate big TV, I'll just carry that over by myself.
Okay.
A trial balloon.
Whatever. You're great. I love you. I'll see you later. I'll let everybody know on Monday how this fairy tale works out.
Okay,
I'll see you tonight, sweetie.
And so I'm not dropping the dogs off.
Yeah, what to do about the dogs?
No, unless it's going to be a, you know, a major hassle for you and I.
No, it's not going to be a major hassle at all. So you'll stay home and watch the dogs, and then I'll go.
Yes.
Okay, all right, very good.
That's good.
So, okay.
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 Bye, sweetie.
Okay,
love
bye.
You. See you later.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You don't want to gloat.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Okay, you're out of energy.
God is great. God is good.
You're not
God, we thank you for our food. J-Man, J-Man. Who loves the J-Man?
You're very lucky. She's a good lady.
Had a little burst of energy.
Yeah. You say you seemingly have recovered in full.
I'm very, very sick. Seriously, I'm sick.
I know.
Sick in the head.
Sick, you ought to get your ass head thrown right out of the stadium.
Thank God I really am sick.
Well, and you know, you'll meet them under better circumstances.
Sure. And I'll be very honest with you.
Sometime this summer.
I'll be more honest with you than I was with Janet. I don't want to go. It's not the fact that I don't want to meet everybody.
Of course.
I do. I don't want to meet them all at once.
Right.
I don't
And while you seriously are not feeling 100%.
Yeah, because you know me. I'm going to be a dick with a 5.5-hour drive anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get me up there and you walk into the room and it's like, I picture it being a surprise party for me.
Mm-hmm.
Where when the door opens up and they go, well, here he is. Yep, she got herself one.
But she did bring up a point.
What was that?
The 80th birthday is a biggie.
Yeah.
I don't think
why she should go.
She is. It's all done.
That's why she should go.
It's figured out.
Okay. Amen. Beautiful.
It's not like you to focus on you, though, with the situation.
I know.
That's very unusual with that.
I'm a bad person.
I did a bad thing. But just, boy, I tell you, you know, hell, it sounds like what guy wouldn't like that, especially with the weekend we're going to have? She's going to make the bed up for you, you know? She's giving you your air guitar.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of like a dream weekend with comfort food.
Pretty nice, pretty sweet.
Nice, sweet deal.
Pretty good. Boy, here's the only problem.
What?
Who's going to rub the lotion on my ass this weekend? My poor chapped ass.
You can hire people to do that.
Joe?
Hi, friend.
Oh, dear.
Oh, come on. You let me down on every single count today, Robbie. I wanted you to go be me,
yeah.
And I wanted you to stop watching TV.
Uh-huh.
Cream my ass.
I'd cream your ass before I give up television.
You know, maybe you can figure out some sort of self-applicating procedure. Like maybe get a, you know, put it on a slip and slide.
Hi, Johnny.
My wife's out of town.
John has just offered to cream your ass.
Get out of here, faggot. You think I am queer? There's a difference if Rob does it.
Yeah.
It's different if Rob does it.
We all know that.
It's the taking touch.
We all know. We all understand that. That is about as disgusting a picture as I can imagine.
It's funny you bring that up because you know our sexy granny.
her invention is about lotion application.
Oh, right. So, what, did we miss the did we miss the 24 chick? Are we rescheduling? Or do we,
I'm going to get her for Monday. She's not offset, so we're
Jane Atkinson will not be able to join us.
Well, it don't matter because we have another hot chick joining us in a moment, right?
Today, Jane is shooting her nude scene.
Karen
up,
Hayes
coming up next. It's a sexy grandma, right?
Yes, from Oklahoma. Thank you.
I love sexy grandma.
And she's selling some sort of oil?
No, the Body Buddy. It's a piece of fabric that you use to apply lotion to yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Just in time.
Baby.
Okay.
All right, very good.
I didn't even tell her about your ailment. You'll have much to talk to her
I'm
about.
Turned on already.
And who isn't?
Boy, oh, boy.
Body Buddy.
My ass feels so much better. You know, maybe the whole rash thing was pressure.
Yeah.
Well, it was like a
Pittsburgh pressure?
Psychosomatic illness.
I watch House. Yes. Remember that on the plane? They all
that's
got the rash.
Right. Mass hysteria.
Yeah, that's
mass
right.
Hysteria.
Yeah, have you been working on that House?
Yeah.
Can I hear it?
Perhaps you've got the rash. Maybe it'll go away as soon as she's in Pittsburgh. Maybe that's what's going to happen.
Who are you?
Greg House. Yeah. Maybe they can all die and the plane can crash. Wouldn't that be great?
That's him.
No family obligations if there isn't any family. Good luck with your ass rash. And give me my parking space and my cane. I want to F the hospital administrator. I'm Greg House.
And why? That's outstanding, Mike.
Thank you.
Why does he want her so bad?
Have you ever seen her breasts? Perhaps it's the only thing that's available to me. Maybe I'd have higher standards if I could get out of this cinder block walled institution. I'm British, you know.
Yeah.
No, so in real life, you don't talk like that, do you?
No, I talk like this.
We'll be back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.